Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure of the banks. Help! We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Debbie Meyer back on the show. Debbie is one of our favorite people and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the home problem solver. She's the inventor of the green bags and the green boxes and the green spheres and the green oblong objects and all the green stuff. And, of course, the greatest invention of all time, the cake cutter. And many of you see her on television selling her wares and making a lot of folks happy. She's an inventor, a CEO, an entrepreneur, and our good friend, Debbie Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's always my pleasure to be with you, Jim.
I got a wonderful box of goodies this week.
Oh, did it come good?
Yes, but no cake cutters. I've just about worn my cake cutter out.
I'm waiting for new ones for me, too. So I'll have them for you. You know, you'll start the new year with new ones. How's that?
All right, there you go. And, folks, they're good for donuts. They're for pies, puddings, whatever. It works for everything. Just scoop the stuff.
If it has the word cake in it, you're happy.
Scoop the stuff out and then go at it. Debbie, thanks again for being here. One of the things that that I know you've learned to do over the years, if you're an entrepreneur, one of my professor friends says he has a friend named Jim Blasingame who lives by his wits. So if you've lived by your wits, as I know you have from time to time, if you aren't capable of taking stock of yourself, you're probably not going to achieve a whole lot. The entrepreneurs I know have been able to do that, haven't they?
Oh, sure. I kind of think of it as an end-of-year inventory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just business inventory, it's not just product inventory, it's people inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really very important because a lot of people are, there's a phrase I've heard around called solopreneur.
Yeah.
People who are operating on their own, they really don't have a staff, they don't have other people.
I call it operating the worm cam out on Main Street.
Well, it's true. And if you do that, you actually need to do an examination even more because you don't have people you're bouncing off
right
all the time. So it's kind of like you don't have to wait till the end of the year to do it, but it's kind of a good time because that's when people really do.
So when you say inventory, you know, when I think of inventory, I think of stock keeping units, SKUs.
Right.
So what are the personal SKUs we need to be looking for?
Oh, there are many things, but a lot about it is how you feel about your business. If you take a look about how you feel about what happened this past year,
mm-hmm.
Were you able to support yourself and your family if necessary? Did you support your business? Do you like what you're doing?
Are you still excited about what you're doing? Whether it's meeting all of your technical expectations or not, because it won't always, right? I mean, how many years did you have a business where the business was still struggling, but you still loved it and were as excited about it as ever?
And you were committed to keeping it alive.
Yeah,
And you had to, and as any entrepreneur knows, you go over, under, around the obstacles to get
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you really need, like with this inventory, and I'll call it an inventory for the better, for lack of a better word, but it's the good, the bad, and the plan. Because it can't just be, and I've said this to you many times in our talks, passion only gets you so far. Execution
mm-hmm.
is what really matters. So, you know, your inventory of self, your inventory of how your business went, tells you what worked, what didn't work, whether you do more of something, less of something, you don't do something anymore. And then, very importantly, you plan. And you sketch out the plan for how am I going to do the things I need to do to get where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Not just what I want to do and where I want to be, but how. And it it's a very cathartic thing, because I find, even though, you know, we're in a world of computers and a world of technology and all that stuff, and I use all of it daily, I still like to sit down with a pad of paper and list. And to make
there's
a
something about a handwritten word looking back at you from a sheet of paper, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
it really is powerful, folks. It is impactful when you handwrite down something that you want to call yourself out on. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it may be. Am I being disciplined enough? Am I being effective enough? Am I being productive enough? You know, am I happy? Am I being successful? Write those things down, those questions down on a sheet of paper. It's amazing how those words looking back at you from that paper, how much it'll impact you. Debbie, I need your website, please.
DebbieMeyer.com.
M-E-Y-E-R. She and I will be right back. 20 tips. Stay with us.
But like a fool I went on, whether the right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.